folks, it's Ryan Blue from Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm here to kind of welcome myself back to the podcasting world. I've had some messages of people that have missed me, so I just thought I would touch base and do a quick little blurb before, yes, I will do a reading, not on this episode. This is kind of a question period for me to ask you. I always include my email at the end of my episode, but if you don't want to wait till the end of that, or you want to click out, or maybe you just want to message me now, it is Ryan Blue, two N's, no E, at gmail.com. Send me a message, we'll have a chat. Maybe we'll even do a live chat on Facebook. Doesn't matter to me. I'm socially inept now because of COVID that I stay in my house all the time and I actually hate people. So talking to people via online is a safe space for me. So if anybody feels the same, feel free. I am here not only to talk about erotic literature, but anything. I am reaching out to you because times are tough and I feel I've had enough. I feel like a caged bird sometimes, but I also feel too afraid to go outside. So it's kind of like a little bit of a clusterfuck, a conundrum, if you will. So what I kind of want to talk about now is dating during COVID and social media. Due to the fact that I was married when I first logged in or signed into a Facebook account under the pretense of promoting my business at said time. Now that I'm separated and dating, my view of Facebook has actually really changed a little bit. And I'm just wondering if my boundaries are too much or unrealistic, or if there's some truth and there are people out there that feel the same way as me. So I look at Facebook as realistically an online bar, if you will. I find that it has the means to compliment people, to test the waters, to maybe be a little bit more brave with interacting with somebody that you may fancy, somebody that you may want to connect with, somebody whatever. And it's easier because you're not face to face. So you don't have that fear of rejection that you might if you were actually in a real bar, face to face with real people, having real conversations. It's a means where you can be a little bit more free with your dialogue. And the funny part that I find too with Facebook is I feel not all of us, but some of us, this is a justifiable platform to reconnect with people that you went to school with in a relationship, or even if you're married, because it, for some reason, it's okay because it's Facebook. You're not really doing anything wrong. You're just talking to people. Who cares? Who cares if you make a comment on somebody's picture that somebody is, you know, good looking or hot or has a hot body or, you know, who cares, right? Because it's Facebook. You're really not doing anything wrong, right? It's just a compliment. Is that true? True or false? That would be my question to you. For me, I look at it as if I were to be on Facebook and I'm, you know, creeping around and looking at my friends and looking at whatever, and I were to post on somebody's picture that's a male, I'll say male because I date guys, and I were to say, whoa, it's been a long time, you're looking good. There is a part of me that feels I'm testing the waters. I'm sitting there going, oh, what's his reaction gonna be? Is he gonna be down to chat? Would he ignore me? Or, well, let's just see. Let's just see what happens. So let's say dude's down to chat. So here we go. He sends me an inbox, because that's typically what happens. Not a lot of people want to engage in full-on conversations on their Facebook wall, because not everybody needs to read the dialogue. Hence, where I feel it kind of can get a little bit shady, and the boundaries are therefore blurred. Because if I went to a bar and I was in a relationship, and I reconnected with somebody that I went to school with, and he gave me a compliment or I gave him a compliment, whatever, and we exchanged phone numbers and he called me and we reconnected via the phone, I honestly feel that's the same as when you start reconnecting via inbox on Facebook with somebody that was maybe friends of yours about 20 plus years ago or whatever the case may be. I feel that we make the Facebook inbox okay because we're not really seeing each other. You know, we're not doing anything wrong. I'm not going out to meet them. I'm not going out for coffee. I'm not going on a date. We're just having dialogue. We're just reconnecting. You know, we get along really well in high school. We're just reconnecting, right? So I'm sitting there thinking, how do I feel about that? So for myself, and maybe this is things that I need to rebuild within myself based on a broken marriage, that I need to rebuild on trust in my own security and my own self-confidence. Sure. Absolutely. Nobody's perfect. Sure, shit, not me. That's why I'm reaching out. That's why I figure I'll have this dialogue and just to see what other people think. But I will be truly honest. If you are in, especially a new relationship, why in the world, when you're already kind of trying to build the trust and maybe building loyalty and maybe building security into each other or confidence into each other, if it's just a casual relationship or casual dating, fuck, you know what? Y'all have at her. Like, that doesn't matter. But when you put parameters on it and you make stipulations like we're exclusive and you say things like I would never do anything behind your back. I would never be shady. I would never, you know, there's a difference between complimenting and it's more than likely going to be harmless. And if I called a girl good looking on Facebook, who cares? Like, it's harmless. So I'm going to say something for myself. This is, I'm only speaking for me because I'm the only one in this room. For me, why would I want to know some dude that I'm hanging out with think some other chick's fucking hot? And like, honestly, in hindsight, why in the world? Why would I want to see somebody, you know, doing casual banter back and forth full of laughter? And I don't know, like, maybe that's just like too far. But my thing is I feel when you are starting out in a relationship, there is some boundaries and you're courting each other. And I look at it as if you're chit-chatting with other people via inbox, when you're freaking liking pictures, calling people hot, I honestly feel that you're not putting your whole heart 100% into anything. So whatever reason you are in a relationship might not actually be for the right reasons. And you know what? The person might be super cool that you're with. Super cool. Or maybe your marriage is just going through a little bit of a funk. You know, that happens. For those that have been married out there, you know funks happen. You either push through, try to make it work, or you succumb to the demise and you both part ways, which unfortunately is what happened in my situation. So my thing now is, I'm at the stage in my life where I just don't want to have 1% of a worry about anything. Like, if I'm dating and the individual would like to see other people or keep it open, I don't give a fuck. Let's keep it open. That's fine. Fill me in. Fill me in and let me know what our parameters are instead of saying we're monogamous, exclusive, and then you're chit-chatting with chicks on the DL or freaking liking chicks' pictures or freaking telling other girls that they're hot. As far as I'm concerned, it honestly for me doesn't really make me want to have a lot of confidence in any movement forward in our relationship. And that's how I will see it. Now, some people on here could be like, holy fuck, this chick's a lot of work. You know what? Maybe. But at the end of the day, the one thing that I can 1,000,000% guarantee is if I'm exclusive with somebody, I will make damn sure that I never give that person even a 1% possibility of thinking that I'm creating back burner people. And I feel Facebook, it's a platform to get those back burner people going. You know, you don't really have to try really hard in your current relationship because you have the opportunity to scope out and see what else is out there and chat on inbox. And if that person sucks, eventually delete them and everybody can pretend that it never existed. And the person that you're dating or that you're married to or whatever, person will never know, right? Person will never know. So my thing is I feel that Facebook is the devil. And I think it has such terrible potential to really affect any potential relationships, any future relationships in flourishing into something amazing. And my thing is that's a bummer. Because once you start losing trust, or you start thinking, you know the whole relationship is just going to hit the shitter. It's just going to, and you might as well say peace out before your heart does get broken. So my thing out there is, think about how you feel about boundaries. Let me know what your thoughts are on boundaries. Maybe I'm being a little bit too hyper, because again, like I said, I haven't been doing tons of dating while on social media. I was married pretty much from the beginning of when I went on social media until I separated. So I'm really new. I'm really new to the dynamics. I'm new to what is okay, what maybe isn't. When should I be red flagging some dude that I'm seeing? When should I freaking bow out gracefully? When am I looking like a crazy lunatic? Maybe it's just about dealing with my own insecurities. I don't really know, but I look at it as, if you're in an open relationship, as an open dialogue relationship, not like a non-monogamous open relationship. If you're in an open dialogue with an individual and you say, you know what, here's a little bit of baggage that unfortunately, not your fault, this is on me, I'm taking into this dating relationship, because you try not to take things with you when you're dating, right? But unfortunately, as you get older, you have more shit to deal with, or you have had more shit that you've dealt with. And unfortunately, some of that stuff kind of surfaces. You're a little bit more cautious and you read red flags maybe a little bit sooner than what you would have 10 years ago, right? So that's kind of where I am right now. I look at it as, if there's been an open dialogue talking about some trust issues and jealousy issues and whatever, if that person that I am dating truly, truly has my best interests at heart and truly wants to be with me, they will have common fucking sense in their fucking brain to understand maybe what isn't the best thing to do. I figure if you're hanging out with somebody that understands and says, oh, you know what, babe, would never do that to you. My heart is yours and I got your back and I would never do that. And this person is doing things that you're sitting there going, dude, we just freaking talked boundaries. Then maybe don't be with that person, because that person is just going to fuck you over anyways. There's no point in compromising yourself and your happiness to chase down somebody who has turned the other way, reaching for everything else. What's the point? You're never going to catch that person because they're never facing you. You know, half the time they might not even be on the same path as you. Might not even be on the same page. Might not even be reading the same book. Might not even know how to read. The way I look at it is, I find at my age now with dating, is I do have to be a little bit more cautious. And the suckiest part of freaking dating now is the dating apps and dick pics. Dick pics are like the interview process. The bigger the dick, I don't know what that means. Is that comparable to graduate studies on a typical resume? Like, I don't know what the purpose of me seeing your dick. I don't know. But I know that it's rude, and that's another issue. Ask the girl. I'm not opposed to seeing a picture of a penis. I'm not a prude. But if I'm engaging in normal dialogue and I'm thinking, you know what, this dude's pretty cool, don't freaking flash me a dick pic. Make me aware of the possibility of, hey, you know, I'm feeling kind of horny and I would like to kind of transition this dialogue into something a little more kink. What do you think? Let me know. Give me a heads up. I don't want to see your cock head in my face. Like, for real. Give me a heads up. So that's kind of what my little 15-minute rant is. I would really love to hear from you about social media, Facebook, inbox, boundaries with dating. What is okay? What isn't? Am I a crazy lunatic? Or do I have a justifiable argument? Let me know, folks. This is Ryan Blue, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a good one.